I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois reported the lowest single-day death total related to the pandemic since March. Public health officials announced 14 deaths Monday, along with 730 new cases. The number of hospitalizations continued to trend downward as well. Total hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients dipped below 1,500 over the weekend for the first time since the state began reporting daily data in April. Late Sunday night, though, hospitalizations ticked back up. Meanwhile, Illinois is sending out a dozen teams of testers to assist in COVID-19 prevention. Governor J.B. Pritzker says six of the teams are scheduled to go to hotspots to help suppress emerging outbreaks at places like meatpacking plants and nursing homes.
These mobile teams operate in partnership with a network of commercial labs that we've contracted with on a regional basis, allowing the delivery of results on an expedited basis.
The other six mobile testing groups, called community teams, will assist with additional testing around the state. The Illinois unemployment rate was lower in May than April of this year, but unemployment was still way up compared with the same time last year. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Non-seasonally adjusted unemployment statewide was 14.7% in May. That's up more than 11 percentage points from last year. The Rockford area saw the biggest jump, rising from almost 5 to more than 19%. Sam Salustro is with the Illinois Department of Employment Security. He says phase four of the Restore Illinois plan is bringing these numbers down.
As industries have been returning, we've seen a lot of jobs return to manufacturing and construction, and we're seeing it now within the leisure and hospitality business.
Salustro says this trend has been seen throughout the phases of the state's reopening and should continue for phase four. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
Illinoisans won't lose their driving privileges for failing to pay a fine on time. A new law taking effect tomorrow prohibits the Secretary of State from suspending driver's licenses or vehicle registrations for failure to pay. It's summer, and gardens across Illinois are filling up with plants that are harmful if ingested. Carol DeLaurier of the Illinois Poison Center says children aged 18 months to 2 years are at the highest risk of eating a plant that looks like food. She says if you suspect your child has eaten a harmful plant, call the Illinois Poison Hotline at 1-800-222-1222. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Voluntary workouts began this morning for 50 Saluki football and basketball student-athletes. The SIU Athletics Department reports the workouts were given the green light after there were no positive COVID tests among those who entered through the Gate 1 return plan. The Gate 2 process starts this week with 77 more athletes returning for isolation, daily temperature checks, and testing. There's no national standardized testing protocol for athletes at this time. Other colleges across the country have not been as fortunate, as many of their team members have tested positive for the virus. Now that Illinois is in phase four, pools, splash pads, and beaches can open at half capacity. But just because you feel safe in the water, health officials say you can still come in contact with COVID-19 around the pool, especially from person-to-person contact or by touching a contaminated surface. OSF healthcare pediatrician Dr. Robin Punsalon recommends bringing personal items you'll need for the day.
Well, you should bring your usual, so your towel, your sunscreen, but I would also make sure to bring hand sanitizer, so that way if you're touching and things that are shared among other people, that you can sanitize both you and your families. And then you should also bring kind of your own food and snacks and drinks.
She says it's vital to maintain distance from others in the pool. Being in close proximity to someone who is coughing, sneezing, or even laughing means a potential of swapping droplets, leaving those in the pool at higher risk. And as Illinois reported 730 new cases of the virus yesterday, locally, our counties that reported new cases include Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Massac, Perry, Randolph Union, and Williamson counties.